Joan Citelli. I'm here with Brian Martin.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. We wanted to just touch base with you and give you a little bit of an update as far as what we know had occurred.
Okay. Sounds good.
I got a Google alert on your most recent blog post, and I just wanted to clarify a few things. And I'm not sure who's commenting on our behalf there, but their information, it sounded like a system integrator, a VAR, someone like that. But just to make sure the story gets clear, let us give you the following facts. We had an outage that was due to a crash of a database server in our Level 3 data center. To our knowledge, Level 3 didn't have anything to do with this, but we don't know why the database crashed, so we're still investigating that.
Okay.
The database crash, we were able to fail over all of our Packet 8 virtual office and our trunking traffic immediately. So our business customers that subscribe to our business services were not affected at all. This is something we do very regularly, but we prioritize the failover for our business customers over our residential services. The failover of our residential services took about 15 minutes. And
okay.
So if you had a residential account or you had a Packet 8 SoftTalk account or a SoftTalk client, you were affected basically for a minimum of 15 minutes, at which point if you just rebooted the phone, you know, you would have had dial tone again. It took another 15 or 30 minutes for most of our devices to automatically figure out that they needed to be talking to the other data center. So I think you had reported an outage of about an hour and 15 minutes, and that's basically what happened there.
Okay.
And so the information I wanted to be clear about was your last blog entry talked about a guy that has medical offices, that sort of thing. If they have residential lines in their medical office and they're just trying to save money that way, then yes, they've probably lost dial tone. But if you were one of our business customers, you were not affected unless you were using the SoftTalk client, which is our soft phone. And I have one very large customer, it's a call center, that they use the soft client exclusively. And, you know, I was on the phone with them very quickly because they were obviously down. So unless you were a business on our soft phone, you really didn't even notice that we had this issue.
So just to clarify, you said business users that you prioritize, it was a automatic quick failover or was it a 15-minute downtime?
No, the business users, it was zero downtime.
Zero, okay. So that was like some automatic pinging of your servers and you just automatically fail over or something? Or?
Yeah, well, we run a 24/7 network operations center, and so they immediately see, you know, they immediately saw the database crash, and the procedures they have when one of our data centers go down, we actually have three, there are two completely redundant data centers, and we're actually bringing up a third that has additional capabilities. And so their procedures are basically once there's an issue at the Level 3 data center, which again, to be clear, is the issue is with a database that we run in the center, not with the center itself, they immediately will grab our business customers and route all of their services over to our HotSwap data center, which is an Equinix facility right around the corner from us here.
Okay.
So they always will make sure our business customers get transferred first, and then they go and start running the scripts that affect all of our other services, which are the SoftTalk services and the residential services. And that's just, you know, if we could fail everyone at the same time, we would certainly do it, but we have a procedure whereby we fail the business customers, we run a bunch of tests to make sure that they are up and running properly at the new data center, and then we go back and scoop up the residential people as quickly as we can.
Okay. Well, I'll quickly try and transcribe some of the information you just gave, but I was recording the call as well. Do you want me to also upload a podcast MP3 of this conversation? Or?
Yeah, I have no problems with that.
Okay.
We try to communicate as well as we can. You know, I think you might have mentioned in your first blog that it was tough getting through to our call center. So obviously with the residential services being down, we were swamped with calls. And I think getting a podcast out is as quick a way to get good information out as possible.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Okay, Tom, if you have any other questions, feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call.
All right, thanks for following so quickly.
Yep,
okay,
no problem.
Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for reporting on it. Bye.
Bye-bye.